We're in Simin Reish Aleph, the end of the halachas of Zimun, and we're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be finishing the Simin and all the halachas of Zimun. Beis lo yaktim chacham Yisrael lekoin amoris levarach lefonav derechoku mishpat. A chacham Yisrael should not be mechabed a koin amoritz to bench instead of him as a rule, meaning he should not say, as a koin, I am mechuyiv to be makdim you. Why is that? Because a chacham really comes first, and he's being mezalzel in his Torah. But avol loses lo hachacham rishus sheyivarech ein bekach klum. If he's not doing it as halacha, he's saying, I would like to be mechabed you. Liking to be mechabed you is a very nice thing. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the nusach that Chazal used, that you're being masni the Torah, you're making it something that is despised of in front of the Hamon, because they're going to say that it is not so choshev. Further, aval koin talmud chacham mitzvah lahagdimo. But a koin who's a talmud chacham himself, there's a mitzvah for him to bench, shenemar v'kidashto, leftoach rishon, levarach rishon. So the halachi is that you're supposed to be makdim a koin chacham in front of, before anybody else, including in front of another talmud chacham. Not only that, but even if the Kohen Chacham is not as big a Talmud Chacham as some other Talmud Chacham you've got there, the halach is that since this one's both a Kohen as well as a Talmud Chacham, he has Kedima. And it says that the schus for this, for being Mechabedim, is Arichas Yamim. The halach of Liftoach Rishon means he gets the first Ali in Kriyas HaTorah. He is the one you're supposed to be Mechabed with saying the Motzi. He is the one that's supposed to bench. Also, he's the one that says Kiddush. When you have a group of people speaking, the Rosh HaMedabrim, the first speaker, would be the Kohen. The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, holds that the Kidashto, this is a Drasha Gemura, this is a Doraisa, this is not an Asmachta. The halacha is a Kohen could be Mochel on his Kavod, on being Poseach Rishon. However, in the case of Kriyas HaTorah, because of the Takana that Ezra made, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, the Kohen does not have the right to be Mochel. So long as there's a Kohen there, you're not to call up a Levi or a Yisrael. Also, when there's a serving bowl and everybody, a serving dish, and everyone takes, the Kohen gets the first choice. That's only when you're dealing with Inyanim of Derech Eretz. In terms of Mominus, say you have a Shutfis, you have a partnership, and the question is who gets the bigger half. That's a monetary question. The Kohen doesn't automatically win. There it has to be split up al pi din. It is best if you have a Levi there and no Kohen, that the Levi be given the schus to bench. The Mishnah Berurah holds that even where there's no Kohen, a Levi has kedima over a Yisrael. And that is only if they're shavim b'chachma, which means in the case of a Kohen, even though there's a Yisrael Talmud Chacham who's bigger than this Kohen, as long as this Kohen is also somewhat of a Talmud Chacham, the Kohen comes first. In the case of a Levi, the only mitzvah's kedima is if he is bigger. But by Shavin, if you have another, excuse me, or Shavin, but if you have a Talmud Chacham there that's bigger, he will have kedima over the Levi. Sif Gimel. Mi shenosno levarach veinu mevarach mekatzner yomov. If you decline benching when they offer it to you, that's not a very good thing. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha really is talking about an oreach, that they're mechabed with benching for the sake of giving the bracha to the balabayis. Refraining from doing that means he's a kofoy tova, he's unwilling to give a bracha to the balabayis. The Mishnah Berurah also says that the klala is only when it's al hakos, where they're benching over a kos. Otherwise, even though it's not an especially nice thing, the klala doesn't apply. And finally, tzorech dalet tzorech she'lachsor she'itin lo kos shabrach levarech. It is a good thing for someone to want to be asked to lead the benching. And it says because even though everyone gets schar, the one who leads the benching gets schar before everybody else, since he is the one that did the bracha.